And good morning or good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Phyllis Pricer, your hostess for the Higher Dimensions. I wanted to wish you all a wonderful, wonderful, happy Sunday. And what I thought is, I talk about the energies. I have a birthday coming up tomorrow, and I've had a lot of dreams in the last few months, which have been very interesting, and I've always been fascinated by dreams, and I've held on to them and written them down for many, many a year, since 72 or 73, I think. And this past year, 2008, I stopped writing for some reason, just a little over a year. I stopped writing my dreams down. I don't know why, because maybe it wasn't absolutely necessary to do so, or keeping a daily diary, which is something I've been doing for years as well, helping keep me sane and so forth. But, you know, over a period of the last couple of months, I have received some very powerful dreams. And I wanted to share some of them with you because I think some of them are going to go along with what you all are experiencing and what we are supposed to be experiencing is this brand new energy that is coming in and that so much is being made a great deal about. And for that purpose, I was just going to share with you some of the emails I've gotten, sharing with me and informing me of certain energies and so forth. So they're from various parts where I can. I will attribute the ownership to, the authorship, I should say. Well, ownership will work as well, I guess. And where not, I'll just simply say who I got them from. And then we'll just move from there. The dreams that I've had have indicated over a period of years that there was something indefinable preventing me from moving forward. And there's nothing more frustrating, or at least to a Capricorn, I'm sure it's not alone in the Capricorn book of frustrations, that when you're prevented from doing something you know you're supposed to be doing, or you were told you were supposed to do, or you've got to feel it, or have had dreams and visions about it, there's nothing more frustrating than every time you try to start it, somebody pulls the rug out from under you. And that's kind of what I felt about. Every time I started to do something, it was I got bumped off onto another phase, into this, that, or the other thing. And for years now, I've had this frustration. And lately, however, when I started dreaming about it more specifically, I noticed that there was like a thick barrier, like a veil, like a smog, or I guess fog would be a good thing, or a mist, that hovered between me and what I was trying to accomplish, which is interesting. And these last few months, I've spent nights dreaming around the same thing, trying to study, trying to do things, inquiring, talking to people in my dreams, going over things, like going over lessons and thinking, I don't get it, what is my problem? You begin to wonder, you know, if your brains are not working on all four cylinders, or six or eight, however you happen to have at the time. And what happened was that I'd have books, and I'd be given a stack of books, here, read these. And in the course of the dream, you know, I've read the books, but I might have just one book left. And I said, am I ready yet? Not yet. Just wait. Then I have a few other things that also were very, very similar to that, where I was trying to get a handle on something. So I came up with what looked like a cross between a frisbee and a pan with a handle on it. You go figure it out. At least I figured out getting a handle on something means trying to figure it out and understanding what's happening. And so forth. And last night, I had a dream that I was given a clean slate. Somebody or someone had just simply showed me this plate. The slate had been wiped clean. And basically, it was, now you could go forward with a clean slate. Eventually, or I should say, apparently, I have learned a great deal and studied. In fact, the last few months, I've had a number of people who've known me over a period of years say, Phyllis, you've changed so very, very much in these last few years. You're really not the person you were a few years ago. Your attitude has changed. Your ability to deal with things has changed. You've shown more confidence, etc. And apparently these are some of the things that really needed to be addressed and changed by me in order for me to go forward and handle and do what it is I'm supposed to do, which is a program that I've been trying to develop since Hector was a pup, almost 20 years now. And I have known for the last few months that the time is now, because beginning last summer I started having these dreams that something from some time ago was going to come through. And I was finally going to start what I had been hoping to start a long time ago. And so I am pleased about that. And the fact that I did have a dream finally that said, okay, Phyllis, your slate has been wiped clean, what you needed to learn has been learned, you now can go forward. And I have changed so much in my personality, in my confidence in myself. I no longer feel I have to apologize or feel that I'm odd, duck, or different because I'm somewhat psychic and I use this. I no longer feel defensive when people bring up the information to me. And I feel a great deal of confidence that I hadn't felt before. I had to apparently work through all my fears, all my stories, my misconceptions, my frustrations, and my mother stuff, my father stuff, you know, my grandparents stuff, because we are the accumulation of all the history of our relatives. Fears are passed along from one family member to another, as are feelings of inadequacy, frustration, being different, not being worthy and deserving. You can have this passed into you by religion as well as culturally. And so it's very important to understand that in order for us as human beings, as workers of light, as we are, that it is important and imperative for us to move through this feeling of self-denial, self-abnegation, self-embarrassment, apologia, apologizing for having our gifts, apologizing for feeling that we aren't like everybody else, and to move into a place of wisdom and understanding where we can have, express, exhibit unconditional love for ourselves before we can move on to having and sharing and showing unconditional love for all others. In some places, people think, oh, well, I can't forget what I've gone through. I can't do this. I can't do that. Well, nobody's asking you to forget your experiences, because that would be foolish. If you didn't experience, how would you know what to avoid in the future? You would have a very short-term memory, and you would be repeating the same experiences because you didn't learn. So we're not talking about forgetting lessons. We are talking about forgiving yourself for any perceived illusions or delusions that you have in the lessons of your life. Now, a couple of things that I'd like to share is we have this energy Carol May spoke about last week. She had her first call of the year on the 9th of Friday. But here's what was sent by me from Mary, a dear friend of mine in Jin Shinjutsu, which is very, very interesting. And the information is from Patricia Diane Cota Robles. I don't know her, but she's with the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose. And the article is basically from her weekly online radio program, Awakening Your Divine Potential. And I'm just going to take a little bit of it because we're now in January, and the 11 number, which is a master number, and 29, which is 2009, which is a master 11. So I'm going to just lift this little piece for you. It's that the number 1 reflects new beginnings. The number 11 is the master number that reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine. Since the year 2009 numerically is an 11, January 10th and 11th, 2009, offer us a greatly amplified influx of these divine qualities. January 10th is a 1-1-11 day, and January 11th is a 1-11-11 day. The combined influences of the perigee full moon and the 1-11 numerological frequencies will greatly empower whatever we focus our attention on. For this reason, the beings of light are asking us to invoke the violet flame during this time and to continue invoking this sacred flame throughout 2009. This will allow the negativity that is surfacing all over the world to be quickly transmuted into light. It is also, the powerful influx will also allow the patterns of perfection for the new earth that are destined to manifest in 2009 to be experienced by all of us, as soon as possible. There is a reason why the prophecies of old all talk about the transformation taking place. In the twinkling of an eye, let's all join our hearts and minds and co-create this rapid transformation by using a powerful invocation throughout the year. She goes on with the invocation, and I'm not going to read that, but you can access it, I assume, through her Era of Peace. The website is Era of Peace, eraofpeace.org, which is her website. So, and she's in Tucson, Arizona, so if you want to listen to it or access her website, please feel free to do so. It's very, very interesting. She's also on BBS Radio, so she is one who is on the same show I am. I didn't realize that, which shows you how much into other people I am. At any rate, I bring this to your attention because it's a very powerful and special time. Now, my birthday is not until tomorrow, but I received a beautiful email from a dear friend of mine. She's been on our show, Marguerite Manning, and hopefully she will come and visit us again on the show in the not-too-distant future. But she sent me just a little birthday reminder of something that I was not aware of, and I want to share this with you because apparently if you can do your chart, each year, and this, as I understand it, applies to everyone, each year on their birthday, that's what I perceive from this. So I am mentioning it to you, and you can reach, I'll give you a contact for Marguerite Manning in a moment. But anyway, she was telling me, since my birthday is Monday, and I was born at 6/33/44 in 1943, which tells you I'm 66, that she's telling me at exactly 5:56 a.m. on Sunday, which is today, the sun will be returning to the exact position and degree in the sky above as it was at the moment of my birth, which in my chart was da-da-da-da-da-da-da. This is important information to have because I like to remind all my people when this happens, which is once every year, usually the same day, but not always the same time, the perfect cosmic conditions actually occur for you to personally manifest anything you want to create for yourself on this planet in the upcoming year. Why? Because the moment the sun returns to that same spot in the sky that reflects the powerful energies that created you, you are presented with a very brief opportunity to physically tap into them and experience a cosmic power surge, and that's a quote, for anything you happen to be physically cultivating yourself at the time. Now, here's the astrological backstory that goes with the yearly event. One of the ways to make the most of this universal window of opportunity is by just taking a few minutes between the 12 hours before the moment of your birth, which for me was 5:56 this morning, the 12 hours before and the 12 hours after your moment of birth, that's being you, to physically document all the goals you would like to personally accomplish during the next year. And she suggests a good way to do this is by actually making a list of what these ambitions are, or perhaps journaling a plan for pursuing them. In fact, she suggests if you do, keep it handy so you can pull it out again next year on my date of birth, which happens to be January 12th, just to see how everything you chose to energize with real solar power actually did come into being. Uncanny how it works. And I am sharing that with you because that's something, quite frankly, I did not know. I had no idea that that was out there, and I am always ready, willing, and able to share these new pieces of information that come about so that we can all participate with joy and happiness and knowledge and wisdom. And sharing is what it's all about in our coming world. As we all know, if you don't share it, you lose it, okay? Having knowledge is wonderful. Sharing knowledge is even better. So my feeling is, and my joy to you all is, I wish you all, each of you, no matter when your birthday is this coming year, to try to get a reading of your birth, and either through Marguerite or another astrologer or someone that you have, or if you're talented that way, I am not, but if you're talented that way, look up your own birth chart and find out when your birthday actually is this year, and do this experiment and see if you cannot manifest for yourself at this point. Now, I understand it's 12 hours before and 12 hours after the moment of birth. So I have done that, all right? I have to admit I did that. I put my mind to it very strongly last night before going to bed, and that's when I had this powerful dream of my slate being wiped clean and being able to move forward in accomplishing what I have wanted to accomplish for almost 20 years now. I've gotten gray waiting, folks. If I'd helped other people get their desires and dreams kick-started this year without getting a lot older like I had to, I'm more than happy to do it. But Marguerite can be reached at Marguerite, that's at www.marguerite, M-A-R-G-U-E-R-I-T-E, Manning, M-A-N-N-I-N-G.com. There's no space between the words. Or Marguerite Manning, that's M-A-R-G-U-E-R-I-T-E, Manning, M-A-N-N-I-N-G, at cox.net. I am sharing this with you because that's my birthday gift to you, to share wisdom and knowledge, and also to say that I have found through my dreams and through things that other people saying, and like I took a trip veering from my normal course home from church today because I sing in a local church choir. And on the way, I saw what I love to see, which is the number 444 on one license plate. And then I saw the number 333 on another license plate. And I saw number 111 on yet another license plate. And then I saw a series of fours. Now, the four number, in case you're not familiar with numerology in some areas, indicates angels or angelic beings. Three indicates the masters. And one indicates the God power. And so had I not taken that little change of pace, so to speak, in going home, I would have missed what I have often used as a milestone. When I'm wondering about things, I'll say, well, if I can see three fours in a row, if I can see fours in a row or these numbers, I know that the angels are working with me. And it doesn't matter if they're on license plates, telephone numbers on the sides of cars, billboards, addresses, street addresses for buildings, on a TV, it doesn't matter a hoot to me how it comes about. And I have found that it is very generally when those fours manifest, the angels manifest, when I see things that come in three times, it's something I usually can go to the bank with, as I say. So I have to go with a feeling that my dreams are really, really powerful now, that the programs, desires that I've had, that I've been building for years, are going to manifest some way, somehow, and that I really don't have to worry about it. I will let you all know as the year progresses if indeed these things come through, because, you know, you can talk about pie in the sky, you can talk about very high, lofty moral ideals and thoughts and so forth and so on, but if it doesn't actually come down to it, if the rubber doesn't hit the road, if it doesn't manifest, you know, then for me, it's you know, I don't have many excuses. I'm a Capricorn. show me the money. Show me that this is right and accurate, and I will work with you. It's funny, too. I gave a reading to a young man 2 years ago, and he called me, like I'd remember him. I didn't, vaguely. And he said, but first he said, I want to tell you, you were right. He said, and what you told me was going to happen, happened. He said, but I was really angry at you. And I said, why? He said, because you were so straightforward and direct with me. And he said, and I didn't want to hear it. And I said, well, you know, often we don't want to hear something. But if you can admit to it now and move forward, that's what's important. And he said what he had done by going through, which was a time for him that hurt him a great deal emotionally, he said he did grow. He came to a greater understanding of himself and how he was contributing to his own unhappiness. He took some of that information because he said, what you told me was I had to learn about who I was and what I wanted and not rely on others to provide my reason for being. And he said, and I didn't want to hear it. And I said, well, at least we're still friends. Okay, it'll work. But you see, I can't lie to people because it doesn't work for me. I can't lie to myself. I'm not wanted to lie to myself, although we all do at some point or another. We all build stories around which we construct beliefs, systems, so that maybe we don't have to face things that we don't want to face. And the sad thing is, the more we construct barriers and stories to not have to work so hard, so to speak, the more difficult it is to shake loose from them, and the more they harden and become a part of our being, and the more difficult it is for us to grow spiritually and emotionally beyond the set point of what we've agreed to. We are all in a place now where we can choose to grow or to remain stunted. Yes, good afternoon. May I help you?
Yes, Phyllis. How are you? I was wondering if I could get a reading.
Sure. Who's this?
This is Jean.
Hi, Jean. Welcome. Where are you from?
I'm from Connecticut.
Okay. What would you like a reading on, my dear?
Well, I have recently had a falling out with a friend over the holidays, and I was wondering if you saw any insight in how to resolve it.
Okay. This friend... Okay, I'm getting a feeling that this issue was really more of a disagreement of opinion of something.
Yes.
You came from one direction, and that the other person came from another direction. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I think you both got a bit of pride stuck on this one. Does that make sense to you?
Uh-huh.
I think both of you are kind of being judgmental towards each other. You're not allowing yourselves the space to release and let go. Both of you are adhering to the policy that you're more right. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Gotta let go of it, love. What's more important, being right or the friendship? Or the relationship. What is more important to you?
The friendship.
Let go, then, of being right. Even if the subsequent time proves you right, my feeling is if you're the person who can step up at the plate and say, all right, I release my point of view. Let's just be friends and move forward on this. That will work. This person will find... You will find some wisdom from their point of view, by the way, and they will find wisdom. You will be proved more right in the long run than they will. But I wouldn't say, aha, I told you so. Okay?
So do you think we'll be able to get through this fairly in the next couple?
Yes, I would say yes, absolutely. Call up a friend, invite for tea or lunch or whatever, or just to get together on neutral ground or territory, say, and start out with, your friendship is more valuable to me than anything, than any difference of opinion is.
Okay. Hey, I had one other question. I've been struggling trying to find a new home. Just can't seem to find the right place. I was wondering if you could see anything.
It's because, well, the place for you is not yet opened up, and it's not quite right the time for you to move. And there is a reason for that that you can't see right now. And I am feeling that there are circumstances that are going to change, and that's going to make a difference on where you are going to move. Does that make sense?
Not really.
Not really. Not really. Okay. I am saying that circumstances are going to change for you that would make a difference on where and the type of home and so forth and so on that you would want to move to.
Circumstances in the next 3 months, year?
3 months to 6 months, 3 to 6 months, I'm saying. I think it's tied into the spring because I feel the earth is warmer, okay? I feel more towards seeing, I feel more towards seeing spring rather than winter. And I'm feeling it's warm outside where you don't need a coat. That's what I'm feeling. And I think that if there's a change of circumstances, and you're going to be so glad that you did not move, and you would have said, geez, I'm so glad. In fact, you're going to say it. I'm glad I didn't move, and it would have been a disaster had I moved beforehand.
Okay.
Okay? It would have created such a would have created real problems if you'd moved earlier.
Okay.
Okay?
I also wanted to let you know that I also saw 444 and 111, and thank you for the explanation. I did not know what it meant.
Oh, okay. Well, keep in mind when you see these numbers, whether it's on a clock, a building. I once got my bank account. I opened up one day and got my bank statement, and 4444 was in my account. I said, talk about hitting you over the head. So, yes, it can come in any form. Yes, ma'am. I am so glad to help you out with that. Any other questions?
Okay, you're fading out. Something must have happened to the line, but I'll let you go.
Oh. Okay, well, thank you for calling. Blessings. Take care. I am so glad. I'm always glad to give calls. At any rate, I'm very happy to be able to assist you all. If anybody else wants a reading today, anything of that nature, if I can answer some questions, please feel free. I always have fun doing this, and sometimes I don't get it as much as I'd like to. Yes, good afternoon. Welcome to the Higher Dimension. Who's calling? Hello? Was hung up. Missed it. Try calling it again. You can get a hold of me if you'd like. And I'll be glad to give you a reading or continue on with the conversation. Next week, I wanted to let you know we are having Stephanie Stevens. She is a very gifted psychic, and she speaks with Om. She is a channeler for Om. Yes, good afternoon. Welcome to the Higher Dimensions. May I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I don't know what's going on, but I can barely hear you.
I hear that. So who am I speaking with? Hello? Yeah, can I hear you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, I'm sorry, whoever called in. Apparently there's something wrong with your phone, and we can't hear you, or you can't hear us, so we're going to have to just try and move on. But thank you. I'm so sorry that you can't get through. Sometimes these things happen. It's just the type of day or whatever it is. But please keep listening, and maybe you can call it another time. Again, I was saying I have Stephanie Stevens coming on next week, a wonderful gifted psychic, lovely young woman. And she's just a delight to have on board. And she's a really, really nice human being. And that's about as much as I can tell you at the moment. And I'm excited about having her on. It's been about 6 months or so since she was last on. I have also been reading The Wonder of Wow. I can't remember what it is. One of those books by Steve Royal, R-Y-A-L, I think that's how it's pronounced, that as soon as I finish this book, I am going to have him come on the show. I am getting some fabulous information from his book. Normally, I just, you know, eat books up. I just have a very great passion for reading, and I'm a very advanced and fast reader, quite frankly. His book is one I can't read fast. One of the few that I have had to read just a few pages at a time and sit and think about and digest. Most unique for me, okay? Need to tell you that because he's going to be a special guest at some point, and I just wanted to prepare you for it because he's he reminds me in some ways of Kryon, which is, I think many of you have heard of Kryon before. He's channeled by the energies that are channeled by this nice gentleman. And you go on the internet and get downloads of free readings. He's very impressive. He's saying much of what we have been saying here in many different ways about energies and the power and the coming together. It is more scientific, however, as I said. He's also given some of these readings at the United Nations. He's been invited to have this channeling sessions, and that impresses me no end, that he would be able to be invited to a political body such as the UN as a speaker and to do his work over that. So I know that is a powerful, powerful statement from Spirit, that what he is providing the universe is getting international attention. And I am delighted to refer him as well, as I am all good people. I do let you know that I talk to people first. I don't put people on unless I can talk to them first, because I want to be sure that whomever I put you on meets my standard of knowing who they are and what they have to say. There are a lot of charlatans out there. There are a lot of fakers. There are a lot of con artists. And that's not in my book of approved techniques to con people or fool people. I'm extremely careful. So you know, if somebody's on my show and I recommend them, I've vetted them, so to speak. It's important to me to retain high standards. Yes, good afternoon, and welcome to the Higher Dimension. May I help you? Hello? Okay, well, we seem to be having this issue. Person who's called for the third time, please don't call again. Apparently, you will not be put through, because as soon as you get through, you hang up, and that screws up our... Whatever it does, it screws us up, and so we can't have that. It's too much interruption to the show, and I am so sorry for this frustration and this lack of communication, but we got to try and keep air going, okay? And I do appreciate your efforts to get through. Further, I wanted to say, too, that it's very important for you all at this point in your lives to move forward with co-creating in your life. All that I am reading, all that I am seeing, is indeed pointing to the fact that we are co-creators, that this is not just a metaphor, that it is a real fact, that we do indeed create our own lives through our thoughts and the choices we make and what we believe or do not believe. It is so true, and it is becoming even more true today. We are the filters of experiences, and that's what we see through, the filters of our experiences. And these filters are, in essence, stories that were told, and either by our families or by our cultures, by our ancestors, religions, whatever, over a period of centuries, it would seem. And so it's very difficult to disengage what we would do by rote, which is accept things by rote, and not think for ourselves. Now, one of the things that I did learn very early is when we moved forward in our lifetimes, and I had what could be described as a near-death experience, when we get up to that judgment, when we get up to that point where we are facing God, or the judges, as I would call them, for that's how I perceive them to be, we are, in other words, our own judges. We are sitting before a group, and our activities are all brought to mind. This is true. But let me tell you, the person who is the most critical and the most important person in entering into the life review of just coming off planet Earth, so to speak, are we ourselves. And the judgments that we make, we look at our life in review, and we also can see where we stayed the course, where we made our mistakes, where we should have done thus and so instead of that, this and that. So, again, I'd like you to be aware of the fact that, yes, we do create. We don't go before a bunch of old farts or St. Peter with his long white beard. We go before our own peer review, and we are our own peer review. And I can tell you this, the judgment that we utilize as to whether or not we handled what we did in this lifetime well or not, we do it with loving compassion for ourselves. And again, this sounds very, very interesting to me, because you all seem to think that, you know, somebody else is going to do the judging and you're supposed to be afraid of this, that, and the other thing. No, you are doing the judging. You are the one who decides whether or not you've met the criteria that you set forth when you first agreed to come to this earth plane in this lifetime. It is you who decides whether or not you followed the script and accomplished the purposes for which you chose to be born. Because we, each of us, have set forth a script and scripts, and that we can change them at will. Do we have contracts and missions when we come to this earth? Yes, certainly. Do some lifetimes allow us to be less strenuous than other lifetimes? Yeah, that's true too. And can we at any time change the script? You bet. If we become very successful in obtaining our goals early on, we can also opt to leave early. And that can be done a variety of ways, whether it's through illness or accident or just deciding to leave the body at some point that's convenient. Or whether we choose to live on and incorporate some other concepts and ideas, or redesign our contract, renew our contract, if you will, or change the terms and conditions, you can do that too. But be aware that it's you who does this. You are the empowered person, no one else. And be aware also that you have a lot of people who are on the other side cheering you on. These are your mentors, the members that you knew as your family. These are guardians. These are guides. These are angels and teachers. We all have a cheering section. We all have those people who have an interest in encouraging us and moving forward. And all are helpful, for when you cross to the other side, the only thing they know is love. There's no condemnation. There's no harsh judgment. There's no he who struck John first. There's no anger, resentment, or holding on to grudges. It's all about loving and caring and unconditional love. And we find that we must love ourselves unconditionally, as we do when we cross over. The energies that are coming in are so very, very more powerful as the time's near to move into the higher level of vibration, that we are becoming as a whole, as a global species, we are moving more and more towards the higher end, the higher vibration, and the joy and peace of knowing and sharing. It is a consciousness effort. It is why we are here this time around. It is our purpose and reason for being. Many of us have chosen to be on this earth at this time for this very reason, to participate, to be among those who are indeed on earth at this extremely critical juncture in time. Many of us have been on this earth plane at other times and other lifetimes and other eras. And we have chosen to sign on to be here as those who signed on to be here when Christ was born. There were many souls that came during the life of Christ to be with him, to be his disciples, to help Christianity, the message of love, brotherly love, grace and mercy, peace, work out. So, again, this is one of those critical times in the universe where we have brought a gathering of highly, unique souls to participate in this new venture. And as far as I can see or determine, we have everybody in the universe cheering us on. There is nothing but loving goodwill for us. And you can say, oh, but there's evil, there's this, that, and the other thing. Okay. Yeah, if there are things that would perceive to not be of such great and loving magnitude, yeah, true. But if you do not give that your energy, if you do not provide it the stuff of life, which is what, by the way, energy is. This is the stuff of life. If you do not give it life by thinking on it and considering it and making it a part of your daily mantra or even weekly mantra, you will starve that negative of the energy of the life force to continue to have power and sway. In other words, the more you give to negatives and talk about conspiracy theories and hate and this and that and the other thing, and I can talk about racial hate at this point, which there is no place for because we are all literally the same color under the skin. The more you give to that, the more you separate yourself into them and us, the more you create divisions in your own life, the more you separate yourself from all that is good and beautiful and loving and holy and that you want to have in your life. The more you focus on what we are like together, what the similarities are, and how we can work together with those energies and similarity to bring joy, peace, happiness, and so forth to the earth, the more you will bring into this atmosphere, into this area of peace and love and so forth. So again, I am encouraging you, all of you, to look forward and tell yourselves, what do you want to create in your life now, here today, for tomorrow, for next week, for next month? You have a unique opportunity to bring into your life whatever your heart desires. You have a unique opportunity to be and do anything that you so desire. And the only person that is stopping you from doing it now is you. If you can change the way you look at yourself and the way you think about things and people, you will be able to create literally heaven on earth through your own efforts. You will be able to begin getting your home, your relationships, your jobs, your friendly families, your attitudes, your talents, your opportunities, your dreams, your joys, you will begin to see how positively you have, through your change of attitude and awareness of who you are, you as God manifested on earth. It is phenomenal. You have God's power because you are God within. That's no lie. That's the truth. Each one of us is God within. one of the more powerful sayings that I have, especially if I'm meeting people who are kind of a little difficult to deal with up front, is, and I've told you this before, but it's so good I want to reiterate it, God in me greets God in thee. I have found that to be a very powerful healing statement. And when I walk into a room of people who are negative or quarreling or just plain being putsies, I don't even want to use a word that would give power to that negative image, just being putzes, that statement, God in me greets God in thee, and you hold that thought central, right smack in the middle of your forehead, you will see a difference in the behavior and the conversations of the people in the room. When you acknowledge that, you can't change it. Yes. Good afternoon and welcome to the higher dimension. Who's calling? Am I running out of time? I think not. We got another issue here. I can't hear people. Not sure why that is, and I'm sorry for the interruption, but I'm here. And continuing with the conversation, we are working towards bringing ourselves into a much higher level of joy and peace and happiness through the manifestations that we are creating with our own thoughts. My desire is to have you all share in the joy of living day to day to your greatest potential, to your highest potential, to your most joyous potential, and to continue to move forward and to have fun doing it. It's very important to realize that you have the power within you to make happen in your life what you want. Does it manifest overnight? No. Okay? And it sometimes it can. I will have to admit that. But I liken it to exercising a muscle. If you have been a couch potato for, you know, a year and a day, and all of a sudden you decide, hey, I'd like to get started and become not a couch potato, but somebody who does a lot of white work and hiking and everything else. If you try to get up that first day and expect that you can climb mountains and continue on for ever so long, you continue on for a couple hours, you're going to find yourself, even if you could work or do the exercise, whatever it is, skiing, what have you, for several hours, you are going to pay the price the next day with your muscles and so forth. It is a matter of becoming used to and tuning into who you really are, okay? It is a matter of tuning into and then keeping to the forefront what it is you want to manifest. And one of my difficulties in pursuing this kind of activity is it's sort of like saying, you know, there's an elephant in the room and you don't want to disturb it, so you say, I'm going to think about the elephant in the room. And as soon as you think about the elephant in the room, well, by God, you have the elephant in the room. And it's really difficult to teach yourself to just see the elephant, acknowledge the elephant's in the room, and then just go on as though the elephant makes no never mind. And it's kind of hard to say something isn't there that you know is there, but, you know, after a while, the elephant goes away. And that's very true of the discipline that you have in teaching your muscles and teaching yourself to think and see and perceive and feel and be aware in a different way. Eventually, it comes about. But it takes practice. Like learning to meditate takes practice. Learning to get back into exercise takes practice. It's a matter of developing your atrophied muscle, your unused muscles, if you were, and using them in a way that is now appropriate and delights you and can get you moving in the direction you want to in your life. And that's how it's done. Sometimes I believe when people say things that it can be done, oh, immediately. Yes, it can, but more likely you really need to practice it, because it's very hard to discipline one's mind. If you've ever tried to discipline the mind and say, well, it's something isn't there, when you darn well can see it, you can feel it, you can touch it, you can grope it, as it were. and then pretend it isn't, it takes a while to move that manifestation out of your life, just as it takes a while to change what you see. And sometimes, in just not imagining, sometimes it takes physical effort to remove something out of your life, just as it takes physical effort to get your body back into shape and to do exercises. And I'm hoping I'm making this sound doable and practical, because quite frankly it is. We are human beings being human. We are spiritual beings in a human body. We are emotional beings in a human body. We are all in a body. As far as I know, I haven't met too many out-of-body, out-of-space beings in my life. So I'm going to guess that we're all just pretty much in the same boat, rowing in the same direction, as far as the physical is concerned. And being what you can be to the best of your ability, the discipline of your thoughts takes time and precedence. It takes time to deconstruct what you have spent centuries, maybe, lifetimes, constructing. And so don't be impatient, and don't think that you're not getting anywhere. Remember, too, it's the intent that you have in desiring change in your life that is one of the most powerful factors. It's your desire, your passion, your thoughts, your focus, your ideals. All of these have to be rewired, reconnected, rearranged, whatever you want to call it, so that you can move forward with your life. And as I said, sometimes some people are really, really talented. I am not one of them. I am one of those who likes to hang on to my past little petty thoughts. Thank you very much. I'm rather fond of my delusions and illusions, just as many of us are. And good Lord, what would I do if I finally gave up my illusions and delusions? Well, I'd probably be very, 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 very much better person for them, so I decided to start giving them up. But it was very, very difficult. And I had to undo one finger at a time from around my preconceived notions and ideas in order to release them. And it's very scary, I am here to tell you, sometimes to step out without any experiential ideas or expressions or thoughts or whatever word you want to put in there, and move forward with no preconceived ideas whatsoever. It is scary. We all want to hold on to a raft or a life preserver or a life jacket, saying, oh, this sounds like something that I've done before. This fits in with what I heard before. I've known this before. It's very difficult to just plain old step out in faith. But that's what is required when we move into our higher state of being. Living your beliefs and faith takes a lot of courage, I want you to know. And sometimes you just gotta grit your teeth, as my mother used to say, close your eyes and put a foot forward and just hope to heavens you don't step in the cow pies that are sprinkled along your path. And there are a few. I've met a few cow pies in my time. And it's really hard, though. It causes you to think and to become concerned, because if your eyes are closed and you step out in faith, that means you have to trust. And trusting is not something we have from birth. From the time when we're pulled out of the nice, dark, warm womb with the beat of our mother's heart to a cold, harsh light where somebody rubs us down vigorously with a towel. What a rude awakening, okay? What can I tell you? It's a rude awakening. Who wants to come out into that way with all these people jabbering at us? Lights, pokes, pries, prods, taking blood, ouch. And you wonder why we don't trust people? Wonder why we get afraid? And that just continues to go on where we have troubles and issues trusting the world and the people in it, even our loved ones. Trust is one of the most scary conditions in life. And I have had to deal with that too. So I can tell you, if you hold on, if you learn to trust, there comes a peace when you actually let this trust move through you. A peace that is, well, how can I express it? It's a peace which allows you to do things that you never thought you could do. And other people just look at you and wonder, how can she do this? Well, you can do it because you finally learned to trust. And when you learn to trust, you learn to trust yourself. And that's the most important lesson of all. Trusting yourself. Trusting your higher self, your soul, to know where to lead you. To the universe, which only wants good and love for you. And so for this reason and purpose, I am suggesting that you look into this new energy and give all the love that you can to yourself, that you give all the caring you can to yourself, that you respect, honor, and accept yourself. Because in this way, you will receive all that you have been desiring, everything, home, relationships, monies, whatever. It's all about you learning to love and trust you and knowing that even though there are lessons for you to learn, once you understand that you can change that lesson by saying, okay, I've learned that lesson. I really don't need to go through this again. I'd like to change that. You can do it. But you have to have learned your lesson first, and you do it by saying, I've learned my lesson, I accept myself for who and what I am, and I love myself. And there's more to it, but that's all I'm about to give you today, because we are coming down on the crunch hour. Again, we are going to have a wonderful guest in the coming week, and I am so pleased and honored to have all the guests, because they are such wonderful human beings. Every person I meet is very special. And keep in mind that God in me greets God in thee. And I wish you all the best in this coming year on your birthdays. Give yourself a great gift. Give yourself the gift of unconditional love, caring, and trusting. And know that you are a part of the light workers. Those beings who are on earth at this special time to share with the world your gift of love, wisdom, and knowledge. I'm Phyllis Pricer. You've been listening to The Higher Dimensions. Next week, again, Stephanie Stevens. And we are looking forward to hearing from you. You can reach me in area code 202. 387-2080. I do give readings, and my website, Psychic Worlds, that's P, capital P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, Worlds, capital W-O-R-L-D-S, 4, at AOL.com. Thank you so much, and we will talk to you again next week, at same time, same station, same hour. God bless. Bye-bye.